The board is considering a total millage rate increase of 1.3 mils. That would mean approximately $101 more per year for those living in a $200,000 home. Rick Cost is the chief financial officer for the school system. He says a plan has been proposed to help avoid teacher furlough days, add school resource officers, and repay bonds used for constructing classrooms.
Really, the board and superintendent actually have done their best to delay over the last 5 years what some would seem as inevitable and really was with the downturn in the economy, any increase in the millage rate.
Cost says since 2008, the school system has received 26% less in property tax revenue. However, despite the declines, he says the board has been able to balance the budget without laying off teachers. But he says teachers have had to take furlough days and forego pay raises for the last 3 years. Cost says without the increase, board members would have to consider larger class sizes and another year of teacher furlough days. Board members are expected to vote on the proposal on June 20th. Michelle Worth, WABE News.